Hi, this is Bill Jordan from Mix 101.5. I want to thank you for purchasing this audio cassette tape of the best of the birthday calls. All proceeds from the sale of this tape go to help the kids at Duke Children's Hospital. So on behalf of them and their families, we thank you. First up, ladies got some out-of-town guests coming in, but wouldn't you know it, there's a problem with that.
Hello?
Hello, is Mrs. McConnell there, please?
This is she.
Hi, Ms. McConnell, this is Roger at the Hampton Inn in Raleigh. You made reservations for this weekend, is that correct?
Is there a problem?
Well, there is a slight teeny-tiny mix-up here.
Well, you know how excited I am to hear you say that. Because we've got people coming in town tonight.
Well, we have found a misplaced contract for a reunion that was signed last December. And we need to honor their contract first for the rooms.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, a contract is a contract. And how in the world do you misplace a contract and then call somebody else and say, I don't have rooms for you?
Well, I haven't told you that we didn't have rooms for you.
What are you trying to say, Roger? Spit it out.
Well, my manager has okayed an alternate plan. The NC State University is out for the summer. And the campus is renting out three of their dormitories, Lee, Sullivan, and Bragall on the West Campus. Should be relatively convenient for your out-of-town guests. And I think you'll find the accommodations at least adequate for the weekend.
We don't want adequate. We want it nice. We wanted a nice hotel. But when I called your hotel, we wanted something in that group of hotels in that area, in the Pleasant Valley Crabtree area, and I called all of the hotels in that area looking for a good rate, and
we'll help you out. You'll get a good rate. I can guarantee
I'm sure we'll get a good rate, but I certainly don't want to stay on campus. I don't want any of my out-of-town guests to have to stay in a dorm.
Well, it's a lovely campus. Now, only Sullivan has a few plumbing problems, and of course, there's no air conditioning.
If this isn't a joke, I'm going to sue your right all the way to Toledo, Ohio.
Ms. McConnell,
be a prank call.
Can your guests bring their own pillows and linens?
Who is this really?
This is Roger with the Hampton Inn.
No, this has got to be a joke.
The cafeteria staff will be available for continental breakfasts.
I don't believe this is happening. This has got to be a joke. Who is this really?
Pop-Tarts and High C is a continental breakfast. And peanut butter and jelly at other times. Ms. McConnell. I'm sorry about the mix-up. Or should I say I'm sorry about the Mix 101.5 up?
No way!
Happy birthday!
You don't know how much fun Liza's had setting you up.
No way, and she's sitting right here looking at me, letting me say terrible things in front of the whole world. I don't believe that. Now I have to die.
Now you...
The next call features a Gregorian monk.
Good morning, this is Sheila. Can I help you?
Yes, Sheila. This is Brother David. I am calling, and I would like to get some information regarding commercial insurance, please.
Okay, what is the type of business or insurance you want in the question?
Well, I am the head of a monastery in Selma. We have taken over the Southland Estate Winery at I-95 in Selma, and we will be making a non-alcoholic wine, my fellow brothers and I, the monks. Hello?
We're going to be making wine.
We're going to be making non-alcoholic wine, yes, in keeping with the tradition of the monasteries.
Do y'all have a church located here?
We do not have a church. It is the monastery. But we have 28 monks. We will be stomping grapes and making the wine, also making some robes, and sitting real still for long periods of time, in addition to our chants, of course.
Okay, is there a number where I could have someone call you?
We do not accept incoming calls. In fact, I need to wrap this up as quickly as we can because I have a vow of silence that's supposed to start in minutes.
You would have to talk with the owner because he would have to go out and make an on-site inspection. Are you there now, or is the building
Yes, can you hear our, my brother monks are chanting in the background? You hear the Gregorian chants in the background, perhaps? Yes, I'm right here on site right now, right? I-95 at Selma, the old Southland Estate Winery. We took it over last week here with the monastery. But we have a non-alcoholic wine. It's the label is the Drunk Monk.
The what?
The Drunk Monk. And that's that will be basically our income. Our monks make $1 a year, and the rest goes to the needy. And your name again is, I'm sorry.
Sheila.
Your name is Sheila. Okay, Sheila. Well, I would really love to get some information from you as much as I can. But again, with my vow of silence about to begin, I need as much information as I can get from you before 1:01 p.m. today.
Happy birthday!
I sure didn't have a whole lot to say.
No, but you didn't need...
I'm standing here waving at my boss, telling them to help me out. I tell you, you did a great job.
Didn't you like that chanting?
Oh, I did. That really made it sound like it was great.
Well, I'm going to just listen to that for hours on. I'm going to make a tape and play it in my car.
This next call... needed a little help, a little co-conspirator on this. This guy's girlfriend got him on the phone. He's a teacher, and we had to tell him that his boat was sinking. I don't think they're together anymore.
Hello?
Mrs. Kleinbell?
Yes?
This is Carla McCarver.
Yes?
I'm calling for Alex Covington.
Okay. Now, is the other person on the line, too?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I
All
am.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. We're going to go get him.
Thank
you. Okay. Just go tell him he's got an emergency phone call in the guidance office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he'll be here in a jiffy.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Carla.
Hey. Scared me, girl.
Well, I didn't mean to scare you, but I've got Bob Boone from Steel Creek on the phone.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bob.
Yes, Mr. Covington?
Yeah.
I'm the new owner up here, and I hate to bother you and introduce myself in this way, but I came in this morning about an hour ago. I'm on my portable phone right now. I noticed your boat, the Hypnotic, here on Dock B, listing toward the aft.
Huh.
And when I got down in here, you got about ankle deep. Right now it's about knee deep, and I got this pump working just as quick as I can.
Oh, Lord.
And we tried to, I guess we called Ms. McCarver here. I didn't know if I could reach up with you or not.
Yeah, okay.
But I am pumping just as fast as I can pump, and looks like a losing battle here right now.
It's got to be one of those through holes.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Is there anything you want me to do?
Let me call Triton.
You know, I'm the only one here right now.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the best I can, but, and of course, with the water coming, I can't tell where it's coming in. And you got your hatch locked.
Yeah, there are two through holes up in the bow. That's where it's got to be. That's the only place it could be.
Okay, well, I said, it's taking it pretty fast
right now.
I'm
on my way, okay?
Well, now let me tell you, because I'm using a hand pump right now.
All right.
Have you got a sump pump inside?
Yeah, but it's a little one.
Well, I could probably, if I can get somebody else in here, if you don't mind us cutting that door lock off.
Do it.
And we can get down in there and get that working, too.
All right.
That might work, but it is, well, now it's up thigh high.
Oh, gee.
But I'm pumping, I'm telling you, I'm doing the best I can. This is a heck of a note, new owner come in here, and I'm trying to save your boat for you and everything.
I just can't imagine. Well, look, I'm on my
way. Waist high right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call Triton and see if they have any suggestions, but I don't know what else we can do. Just do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Mr. Huffington?
Yes.
We're underwater.
What do you want me to do?
There's nothing you can do. I'll be up either right away or... Just do the best you can.
This is deeper than I thought.
All right.
We're at about Well, 1.5 feet of water.
Alex.
I know. Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, Carla.
Happy birthday!
There's all the time, and I say, hey, all these people fall for this.
I know. That's what I told them.
I've never broadcast from a sunken boat before.
I'm going to kill you, girl.
This next one is one of my favorites. This guy had had a problem with some kidney stones, and we had, I guess, came up with sort of a unique remedy for him, and I just could not believe that he bought into this.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for Mr. Timothy Hobbs, please.
This is him.
Mr. Hobbs, I'm a technician in the lab at Wayne Memorial Hospital. My name is Bobby Locke. I was calling as a follow-up to your kidney stone situation back in November.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel today, sir?
I feel fine.
In reviewing your x-rays, Mr. Hobbs, Dr. Scarf, the physician who was your physician at the time, he is concerned about the possibility of another stone rearing its ugly head. The reason I am calling is to let you know, if you would like to, we can take care of it over the phone today.
Treat me over the phone?
Yes, sir. If you would, we're talking about your left kidney. What I need to do is send down through the phone three varying frequencies through our sonic cannon, our Benford sonic cannon here in the lab. If you will put your phone to your left kidney region, I will fire down the first frequency set of a sonic burst.
All right. How long do I need to leave it there?
You will possibly still be able to hear it when the first burst is done, if you would just tell me that you heard it and that you know it's over, and then we'll put it back for the second burst.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard that?
No, I didn't really hear anything. Okay. I had it kind of tight.
Okay, that was the first to burst coming down. If you would put it back for the second burst, sir.
Yes.
Ready for the third burst?
Yes.
Okay, put it back there. And here we go with number three. Mr. Hobbs.
Yes, I think I missed a lot of that third one.
Oh, you think so? Did you take the phone away too soon?
Yes. It lasted longer than the other one.
Yeah, that was the final procedure right there, but you experienced no pain whatsoever, did you?
No.
I anticipate that probably did the trick. This is basic follow-up care. Of course, there's no charge for this. It's just modern science, weaving its magic. I will be sure to let Dr. Scarf know that the procedure was taken care of, and he recommends another x-ray, possibly in another 101.5 days.
All right.
Happy birthday!
You didn't feel any pain, did you?
No, I'm going to have to talk to her.
Maybe a little embarrassment, but no pain.
Right.
What do you get when you cross a mother of the bride with a birthday call? It's not pretty.
This is Kathy. May I help you?
Hello, Mrs. Hatch.
Yes.
This is Raymond Wheeler. I'm Tim's assistant.
Uh-huh.
This is about the photography for your daughter's wedding. Now, the wedding's still for May 22nd at 6:30 at the church. Now, as you may know, we have a wedding earlier in the day to shoot at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's happening is the couple that was getting married at 2 has had to, for some personal reasons, had to move their wedding on to about 7:15.
Well, See, who
who signed the contract first?
Well, they signed theirs several weeks before you signed yours.
Okay, so what are you telling me?
Well, what that means is we're still going to be able to come over to the house and take the pictures, you know, before the wedding for the wedding party and the groomsmen and the bride and the groom and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to be there for the beginning of the actual ceremony at the church. But then we're going to need to leave to go set up for the other wedding. So we have an idea.
What
we'll do is, as the people are being seated for the ceremony, what we want to do is pass out those little Fun Saver disposable cameras.
Yeah.
And give one to about every 15th person or so. And we'll give them explicit instructions that after the exchanging of the rings or when we have to leave, as that's when they need to start snapping pictures.
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Well, but just listen to the advantage now. You'll have all kinds of angles.
I know, but they won't be professionally done.
Well, have you ever used one of these Fun Savers?
Yeah.
Well, they're not too bad given the proper lighting.
No,
also, then they all can carry them on over to the reception and continue to take pictures for you.
No, I don't think this is going to work somehow. I don't think this is going to work, and I think Heather's going to be real upset, and she may not be as upset as I am.
Well, I didn't call to make you upset.
Well, it's just, you know, a month before the wedding, and we don't have a photographer for the wedding or the reception, which is kind of unsettling. Then what happens with the cost?
Oh, the cost drops substantially.
Yeah. I mean, if we had wanted to have just snapshots taken, then we wouldn't have hired a photographer. I could take a Polaroid camera and snap pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But to have the... all of the guests of the wedding
right.
snapping pictures during the ceremony.
Yeah, that would be, I guess, unsettling.
A little, yeah, I think so.
A little bit. Well, that is the bad news, but look at it this way. The good news is you're obviously going to save on the cost of photography.
Well, I think obviously what we're going to try to have to do is to try and get another photographer.
Oh, we can't have that.
We're not going to have the... professional photographer. If we hadn't wanted a professional photographer, we wouldn't have hired one. But we did.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And now that we're not going to be there,
uh-huh.
you're not going to be there, and the
uh-huh.
and the members of the guests of the wedding are going to be taking the wedding pictures.
Uh-huh.
Somehow, I don't think that's suitable.
But Ms. Hatch, consider this.
There's no, I don't know what else we can consider.
Well, consider this cost now. You imagine this. You're going to be saving.
It's not the cost. We would rather pay the money and have the
uh-huh.
professional picture
uh-huh.
than
uh-huh.
to not have to
right.
pay the money
I
and
understand.
Have the,
uh-huh.
the people snap taking snapshots.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how that can be
uh-huh.
even
uh-huh.
compared.
Uh-huh. We're going to give you a great deal.
I don't think the deal is important. Now, the deal should be almost free because we have no
yeah.
photographer for the rest
well,
of the wedding or the
yeah.
reception. I don't think it's going to make any difference. I don't think the deal is worth it because we're not going to have any other pictures. We're going to have to take the pictures of ourselves, of
right.
the snapshots,
right.
the Kodak pictures.
Yeah. Well, listen to this deal. We're going to save you about 101.5.
Oh, no!
Ah! Happy birthday!
Yay! Hey, Wiz. Boy, you sure knew the right button to push, didn't you? I can't believe it. I have been had.
I have never had such a hard time just trying to get out the 101.5 before.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I am so sorry.
I love making birthday calls to people who have to deal with the public all the time, so they're used to kind of screwy ideas anyway. This is a call to a lady. I happen to be stuck in an air conditioning vent.
Commercial services, this is Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hello. Yes, this is Buford Sims. I'm up here at Prism Properties off Falls of the Noose Road.
Uh-huh.
And I need some help with the air conditioning.
Okay, what's the company name?
Prism Properties.
Okay.
It's an apartment complex. We had a tenant complain of too much cold air coming out of their vent. We adjusted the thermostat, but it didn't do any good. The air kept coming out. So I crawled up in the air vent, went down through the vent. I am now next to the compressor.
Okay.
Now, I have, it seems to be froze up. Now, I've got a screwdriver and some tools with me, and I've been, I'm banging on it, but I can't loosen it.
Okay.
So I am stuck now in this air vent. So I need the air conditioner fixed, and I need to get out.
Okay, and you said your name again?
Buford Sims. I've been in here since about 6 o'clock last night.
How are you calling me?
I have a portable phone.
Okay.
I'm about to freeze my rear end off down here.
And how did you get up there again?
I came through the air vent down to the compressor. We were afraid the compressor froze up.
Okay. You crawled through the air vent to get to the compressor?
Crawled through the air vent. Now I'm down at the compressor. It's a little embarrassing. I mean, I've got my pants caught in the fan of the compressor now.
Okay, what's your mobile phone number?
My mobile phone number? 555. 101.5.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Let me, I had to get out of the compressor there. I'm sorry.
I listen to your birthday calls every morning, and I was like, this is crazy. And I got the shakes. I was like, wait a minute. This cannot be Bill Jordan. No, there's no way this can be him. So I was like, I got to be professional about this.
You know, I've often wondered, how much money could you save if you could do your own dental work? Let's find out.
Dr. O'Connell's office, good morning.
To whom am I speaking, please?
This is Tracy.
Tracy? Yes, I need to speak to Dr. O'Connell, please.
Okay, she is currently with a patient. Could I have her return your call?
Well, it's for your report. At home, I've been trying to, do some, do some dental work on my own. And I've got the cavity drilled out. But I'm having some problems with my epoxy, and I need her to talk me through it if possible.
Okay, you're having a problem with what?
With the epoxy. I ordered a dental drill through the Suffer Image Catalog, and I got my mouth stuck with a cotton because I don't have a suction device. See? So I've got the cavity I swatted with a mirror, but I don't have with a suction device, so I'm kind of drooling a lot. But I'm trying to patch the cavity there where I had a cavity with the epoxy.
Okay, I'm still having a problem trying to understand you.
How much is this?
Are you?
Pardon me?
Okay, you've glued your lips together.
No, I've got a cotton in my mouth right now.
Uh-huh.
From around where I drilled my own cavity.
You've drilled your own cavity?
Right.
Okay.
But now I'm stuck, so I got a hole in my tooth. And I'm trying to drill around it a little bit with this drill I ordered out of the Sharper Image catalog.
Okay.
Do you think you could call me back pretty soon anyway?
Yeah, let me try to get your name, though.
All right. Enter my phone number first.
Okay.
555. 101.5.
101.5. Get that cotton out of your mouth.
Happy birthday!
You ought to try your own dental work. You'll save tons of money.
I hear you over and over and over again on the radio, and I'm like,
well,
how can someone that listens to you all the time fall for this?
I don't know. You tell me.
This is great. Oh, my.
This next call also needed the assistance of the husband of the couple. I think they're still together.
Oh, 1 second. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim, you got a minute?
I'm with the customer. Can you hold me or want me to call you back?
If you can wrap it up real quick, this is sort of an emergency.
Okay. Tell me what it is now.
Look, we have sort of a big problem here.
What?
Mom just called me and told me that some people from Elkhart called, and they need to get in touch with me real quickly, so she gave them my number.
Uh-huh.
And they called me back about 5 minutes ago. There's a guy on the phone. He's on conference call right now.
Yeah?
And he says that we got a big problem with our marriage license.
With our marriage license?
With our marriage license.
What do you mean?
Well, he's saying that when Grandfather married us, he was an out-of-state minister, remember?
Yeah?
Stephen?
Yeah?
I hate to interrupt you. Kimberly?
Uh-huh.
Yes, my name is Robert Knight. I'm a justice of the peace up here in Elkhart.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I did speak to your, the grandfather, Reverend Thurman Allred this morning.
Uh-huh.
He feels just horrible. There is no reciprocal agreement regarding out-of-state ministers between Indiana and North Carolina. And what has happened, really, and of course, no one's fault, and I just discovered it in a one-year check of our marriage licenses that we do through computer here, but really, your marriage is null and void.
Okay.
What we can do, and I consider this extenuating circumstances, Steve, and I believe that you do as well.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of time to fiddle-faddle about. As a justice of the peace, which is a federal office, I can conduct, and I have the authority to conduct, marriages via telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes, I can do that. It can be very simple, and if you would like, I can do it right now.
What do you think, honey?
Is it a charge?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
This was a this was an innocent mistake, and certainly no malice was intended. I'll be happy to perform this absolutely free.
Do you want to do this? Do you have time to do this?
I mean, it has to be done. I mean, what else do you want to do?
All right, let me just confirm now that you two were believed to be married on the 28th of July, 1990, Northside Church of the Nazarene.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had our anniversary.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
All right.
What does this mean, legally?
Well, legally, here in just a minute, you'll be legally wed.
Will you send us the marriage license?
Certainly.
All right.
Well, Kimberly, we'll start with you. First of all, I presume that both of you are wearing your rings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we can skip that part.
Sure.
If you would repeat after me. I, Kimberly.
I, Kimberly.
Do take you, Stephen.
Do take you, Stephen.
As my lawfully wedded husband.
As my lawfully wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
To honor and obey.
To honor and obey.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Now, Stephen, your turn. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
I, Stephen.
I, Stephen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To take you, Kimberly.
To take you, Kimberly.
As my wife.
As my wife.
To honor and cherish.
To honor and cherish.
To protect.
To protect.
And to promise never.
And to promise never.
To pull a dirty birthday joke.
To pull a dirty birthday joke.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Till death do you part.
Till death do you part.
Which might be this afternoon. What did she say?
I'm dead and down now.
Happy birthday!
Yeah! I hate the null and void last Saturday night.
Oh my God!
Now, Stephen, can hold over your head that you did swear to obey.
I was really taking this seriously when I said that. I never said that in a regular. Well, we're going to take that back, honey.
You know, we've all been kind of yanked around when we take the car into the shop. This poor lady just didn't know what hit her.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Mrs. Wright, please?
Yes, this is she.
Mrs. Wright, this is Hans. I'm calling about your Mercedes we have in the shop here.
Uh-huh. How's it coming?
Well, I have some good news and some bad news, I'm afraid.
Terrific.
Yes, we thought there was a problem with the fan belt and the lederhosen, but we now believe that you have a bad gestunkener valve.
Excuse me? Could you tell me that again? I need to tell my husband what this is.
Yeah. We think that you have a problem with your gestunkener valve. It is kaput.
My gestunkener valve?
Gestunkener valve.
Is kaput?
Is kaput, yeah. It's the main controller for the alternator flabenstecker.
How much is this going to cost? It doesn't sound like it's going to be cheap or anything.
Well, let me check here. I'll ask Gunther. He's our chief mechanic. We got him directly from the factory in Munich. Hang on just a second. Gunther! Wie viel kostet eine gestunkene Valve mit die right auto geputten heute?
What are you talking about?
Wie viel kostet eine gestunkene Valve mit die right auto heute geputten?
I don't know what you're talking about, a gestunkene valve. We talk about putting that alternator on there, and I've already done it. It's all done. It's going to be about $150.
Gunther says it's a very difficult task. It might take him the better part of the week, and it'll probably run around $1,600.
That's not what I heard him say.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
I heard him say it was $150 and the work was already done.
Oh, do you speak German?
No, but I can speak to the Better Business Bureau all right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Wright. I was a little bit of a dummkopf there. I'm sorry. Yes, of course you're right. $150, yeah. I will personally see to Ms. Wright that is ready for you to pick up today.
You sure better.
Yeah, will you pick it up today around 1:01 p.m.?
I can't believe this.
Happy birthday!
Gunther! We just fired him. He didn't have a very good German accent. I'm sorry about that.
Didn't sound at all German to me.
Nah, Southern German, I think. From South Germany, I believe.
Right.
This is sort of a seasonal birthday call to a lady who had her Christmas decorations up a little too long, according to her neighbors.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Simons.
Yeah?
This is Sergeant Buck Schatz with the Cary Police Department SWAT team, ma'am.
You with the SWAT team?
No, ma'am. I'm with the SWAT team. SWART, ma'am.
What's a SWART team?
SWART team. SWART is an acronym, ma'am, for Santa Watch and Removal Tactics.
Okay, so what do you want from me?
Well, ma'am, I'm calling about the Santa and reindeer display in your front yard.
Okay, what about it?
Well, Christmas was over a month ago, ma'am.
So?
The display has to come down, Ms. Simon.
Why?
It's against the law.
It's against the law since when?
That's a brand new law, ma'am. 1995 went into effect here in Cary. It's a new town ordinance.
Okay, I'm not taking it down until I'm ready to take it down, and I'm not ready yet.
Ms. Simon?
Yeah?
As the head of Cary's SWART team, I must ask you to take down the display or suffer the consequences, ma'am. This is not a joke.
You can't make me take down my Santa Claus and my reindeer. Get out of here.
Ms. Simon?
What?
I thought we could reach some sort of agreement here. If they are not removed today...
Yeah?
We will be forced to shoot one reindeer a day until they are all gone. That is 8 days, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Well, you're crazy. What do you mean you're going to shoot my plastic reindeer and my Santa Claus? What are you talking about? You can't do that.
Ma'am, I'm not kidding. I personally have shot 4 plastic reindeer
well,
this year already.
You're insane, buddy.
I've also dropped 2 pink flamingos. Not that I'm particularly proud of that.
So you're going to come out, you're going to, in a residential neighborhood, you're going to take a gun and you're going to shoot a plastic Santa and reindeers.
We don't shoot the Santa, we'll shoot the reindeer.
Oh, you are insane, buddy. You know, you're out of your mind. My husband is going to, no way, I got to tell my husband about this. There's no way.
Ms. Simon.
No.
I think you're overreacting just a little bit, ma'am.
I'm overreacting? You're going to come out to my house. And you're going to shoot my reindeer, and I'm overreacting.
You have the option, ma'am, of taking the reindeer down. It's against the law to be displaying Santa and a reindeer 1 month after Christmas. Mrs. Simon.
It's my house. It's
my
property.
Ms. Simon.
What?
I'm sure that otherwise you're a good citizen.
Otherwise I'm a good citizen? What are you, Scrooge? I mean, what is your name again?
My name is Sergeant Buckshots, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like your badge number, please, Sergeant.
Ma'am, I never thought you'd ask. My badge number is 101.5.
101.5?
101.5!
Oh, you can... Very funny.
Yes, very funny.
All right,
happy
very funny.
Happy birthday! Yay!
All right, you made your point. I'll take the damn reindeer down, okay?
We would appreciate it.
Oh, brother.
Everybody in the trunk, thank you for taking those things down. Thank you very much. You put up the Easter Bunny instead next week.
Brother.
Now, I am almost totally computer illiterate, so this was not a big stretch for me to play the ultimate computer doofus.
Tech support, this is Tony. How may I help you this morning?
Hi, my name is Larry. I got kind of a problem here, kind of new with computers and everything. I'm not really sure if I'm doing the right thing. Could you possibly help me out a little bit here?
Sure. What kind of computer do you have, sir?
I don't know. It's kind of a beige, kind of a looking thing. I guess they call it, what, putty? With a color screen, maybe a 14, 15-inch screen with a laser printer thing. I don't really know.
I need actually a little more detail than that, but if you, just tell me what kind of problem you're having, I guess.
Okay. Well, it all started, first of all, I had my kids. Well, the kids saw I got a computer working, so they gave me this Tetris thing to put on, you know, Tetris the game and everything. So I put in the disk and typed install and all of that, and it says installing disk 1. Then it says to put in disk 2, but after I put in disk 1, then there's no room left for disk 2. So maybe I have to get a bigger slot or something, or what do I need to do with that?
No, Larry, you just need to take disk 1 out, and then you put in disk 2. You put the disks in one at a time, not on top of one another.
Oh, well, shouldn't it say that somewhere? Because, I mean, it doesn't mention that anywhere in the manual that I could see.
No, that's the only way you can do it. I mean, there's no reason to mention it in the manual.
Well, no, I think it should be mentioned because, I mean, if I force it real hard, I can get 2 in there. You know, almost, I think I could do that.
Well, you don't want to do that. Just take out disk 1 and then put in disk 2.
All right. Well, you know, eventually I got them both out because they were wedged in there pretty tight. But anyway, I had some work I brought home from the office on this big master files from our company from, like, you know, I don't know, back in the 80s or something. But the problem is they're on these really big disks, you know, those older disks. They tell me
5 1/4.
Well, I don't know how much they cost. They just gave them me to bring home, do some work on it.
No. The size. They're 5 1/4 inch floppies?
Looks about right. But anyways, they wouldn't fit, so I got a pair of scissors, and I put a little disc on top of it, and I cut it down to size.
You cut the discs?
Yeah, you know, I cut it out, you know, like a square and everything.
You cut them with scissors?
Yeah, well, that's the only way they would fit, but, it still wouldn't work when I got them in there.
Fit? You just destroyed the discs.
I destroyed the discs?
You can't cut discs like that.
Well, again, it didn't say that anywhere in the manual or anything.
Of course it didn't say that anywhere either. You don't have a 5 1/4 inch drive on your computer.
Look, you know, the manual makes no mention of this either. I mean, that's not right. You're telling me I destroyed the discs. I our company's master files. That's, you know, probably going to get me fired. Now, you know, the other ones I've got, I type stuff in letters and stuff here at home for my own stuff, and I got these little discs, and it says store in a safe place and everything, and I've got those stuck up on the file cabinet with one of those little, like, memo magnets, and now those don't work.
You stuck them on the file cabinet?
Yeah.
You can't they're magnetized discs. If you put a magnet on them, you'll wipe the files out.
Oh, fine. So now you're saying I've destroyed not only my company's files, but my own files, too.
You've just erased the discs.
Well, this is great. So you have got a manual that makes no sense at all here.
Manual? Who taught you how to use a computer?
A couple people named Bill and Sherry. You heard of them? Oh, man.
Happy birthday!
I know nothing about computers, so
I couldn't figure out who would own a computer and actually be that stupid.
I'm raising my hand right now.
I must warn you with this next birthday call, do not try this at home or when you're driving.
Good morning, Cellular Concepts.
Good morning. I need to speak to a Ms. Boland, please.
Who's calling?
Yes, this is Tom Druitt with Century 21 in Chapel Hill.
Okay, could you hold,
please? I'm on my cellular phone. It's a bit of a problem.
Okay, could you hold, please?
Sure.
Hello, this is Sherry.
Ms. Boland?
Yes.
This is Tom Druitt. I'm with Century 21 in Chapel Hill. I'm on my cellular phone right now. Does it sound odd to you?
Yeah, it does.
All right, I'm in Eastgate Shopping Center right now, and I'm at the light.
Okay.
Now, listen to this. Now, I'm going to make a left-hand turn when the light's... Or the light's turned. I'm going to make a left-hand turn. Now, listen to this.
As I make the turn, is this normal for the phone to change pitch like this?
Yeah, that's not right.
Now, when I straighten the car out,
it comes back a little closer to normal. But this is the strength. This is my first cellular phone, and I'm in real estate, and it's very hard to do business. With a phone that isn't. I don't think it is operating properly. Is there any way that maybe they activated it incorrectly?
Well, something's wrong.
Okay, I think Ken.
Okay.
At your Oak Creek office, activated this for me, but they suggested that I call you. They said it's your business.
Okay. What kind of phone is it?
A $199 phone.
Okay. Did you buy it at their office?
No, I got it at Sears.
Okay, you got it at Sears.
But I had it activated at your office.
I'm sorry, I'm making another turn now. Okay.
Okay, that I'm sure it's in your equipment.
Well, this is not normal.
No, it is not normal.
But anyway, it's very, you know, annoying to clients when I'm trying to talk to them on the
phone. Phone.
Any idea? Is this a Korean phone, maybe, or a Japanese phone? I'm trying to conduct business, and it just isn't conducive to good business.
Right.
Actually, you know what? The real story behind it, this was a birthday present.
Right.
Like, you know, isn't happy birthday from Elaine and Jim and Ken and everybody?
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Oh my God.
Sherry, we had you thinking about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He's making another left hand turn.
This next birthday call is a tribute to those who can be patient and calm while others are in pain.
Well, you, Center, this is Linda.
Hi, is this Dr. Edwards' office?
Yes, it is, Junior.
Yeah, Edwards, Junior, right. I need to see Dr. Edwards right away, please.
May I ask what the problem is, sir? He's not in today. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Lee Bernstein. I came in to saw him. I saw Dr. Edwards about, 5, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up on my roof this morning, shingling, and I started to fall, and to keep from falling, I used my nail gun, and I have nailed my left hand to the roof.
Pardon me?
I have used my nail gun to nail my left hand to the roof. And I'm hanging here by this nail, and my problem is that I'm a flautist, you see. I play the flute with the Raleigh Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
So my hands are my life. I need to get, you say he's in surgery?
Yes, sir.
Hang on.
How are you calling me?
I brought my cordless phone up here. I was expecting a call from my wife, and I called information to get your number.
Why didn't you call 911?
I thought maybe the doctor would be in. I don't want to go to the emergency room. Hang on just a second. The nail is slipping just a little. Hang on. Oh, God. Ah! Ow! Is there any way you could get him to call me?
I'm trying to pull you up in our computer here.
Uh-huh. Please, quick. Ah.
What just happened, sir?
Pardon me?
What just happened?
It just hurts.
Did the nail slip out?
No, I'm pretty firm right now. I just gave it a couple of whacks. It's pretty tight right now.
The nail's pretty tight holding your hands to the roof.
Yes.
I see. Okay, well, I think that you should give me your address and phone number, and I will call 911 for you.
Okay, my name is Lee Bernstein.
By your last name?
Bernstein.
Okay.
And I'm at 101.5 Bill Jordan in the Morning Drive.
101.5. Come on, you guys. Who is this on the other end?
Happy birthday!
Yeah! I'm nailed to my roof and you're laughing.
Why do they do this to me?
Because you're there.
If you are a cat lover, you may want to just turn your cassette player down for the next 3 minutes.
This is Teresa. Can I help you?
Yes, Ms. Panel.
Uh-huh.
This is Harold Callahan in Raleigh. Bob Brooks recommended that I call you.
Yes, sir.
Trying to book a flight to Las Vegas for this weekend. And I'm looking really for something pretty cheap. Down TC.
Oh, okay.
Down TC. It's my coffee. Stop it. I'm sorry, my cat's up here at the phone with me.
Oh, that's okay. And when do you need to travel? This weekend?
I was hoping to leave sometime Friday morning and return Monday.
Friday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on,
just stop it, TC. Get down. Get down. No! Excuse me just a second. Stop
okay.
it! Stop it! Woman cat. I'm sorry.
That's okay. He's not very happy, is he?
Well, most of the time he's just a wonderful... He's a 20-pound tabby.
Oh, my gosh!
And he can get in quite a bit of trouble. He's okay right now. He just knocked over some of my... Here, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Where were we? I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, it looks like you're going to be paying some big bucks heading out to Las Vegas on Friday. Most of the fares, without a 7-day advance purchase, are just outrageously high.
How much are you talking?
Good Lord. Well, around $1,400 round trip.
Pardon me?
$1,400 round trip. It's just a full coach fare.
Excuse me. TC... No. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. No. No.
No, TC.
I'm terribly sorry. He's acting up. TC, no! Stop it! He wants, you know, I don't know if you know about cats. They just, mine wants attention all the time.
Oh, definitely. I know.
Do you know? I've just had enough. Now stop it right now. I've had enough. Oh! You broke. I cannot believe that you broke. Try it once more, mister, and you'll see what happens, all right? Oh, that's it. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
No, where were we?
With the $1,400 fare. I don't know if I want to tell you that now.
I was looking something more in line of 101.5, perhaps.
You're kidding. Okay. Wait a minute. Is this a joke?
Gosh, I hope so. I just shot a cat for nothing.
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Oh, I'm thoroughly embarrassed. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, did you like when I shot the cat?
Oh, my God, you just scared me to death with that. Oh, my God, I've beaten my cat before, but I've never killed him.
Animal rights people, it's just a... This was just a joke. This was just a joke.
Oh, my God.
This next birthday call is kind of confusing. One twin called to set up the other twin. We didn't think that the first idea was going to be that great, so we thought we'd call the initial victim, have her turn the tables on the first perpetrator, and we got her good.
Wendy Boykin.
Yes, of course it is.
Hi.
Are you want to try again?
Sure.
Here we go.
Okay.
Cindy Dunn.
Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Lynn.
What's wrong?
You won't believe what has just happened.
What happened?
Okay.
Are you upset?
Well, I am and I'm not, because you've got to help me out today.
Okay.
Okay? Some guy saw me at the spa.
Uh-huh.
He's with this new magazine called Miss Fitness, and I guess Wayne gave him my number from work.
Lindy. Lindy,
wait a minute, Cindy.
Calm
get
down.
Get this.
Calm
I have
down.
Quit. Wait a minute. I quit my job. I just gave my 2 weeks notice, and they asked me to pack up. I have got to get out of here in like an hour, and somebody's got to come get me. I just quit my job because you wouldn't believe. I mean, this is the greatest thing that has ever happened to me. They want me to, get this, they want me to model.
Cindy, you didn't quit your job. Please tell me you didn't quit your job.
Why? Cindy, this
Lindy,
is
Lindy, please
job.
Tell me you didn't
you
quit your job.
You don't understand. Guess what he's offering me.
Lindy,
he's offering me like
$50,000
for the first year.
Lindy, tell me this is
and
a joke,
then,
please.
Wait a minute, he's offering, Cindy.
Lindy, this is a joke, though.
Why?
Lindy, he didn't tell you who he was?
What do you mean?
Lindy, tell me you didn't quit.
Yeah, I just gave my 2 weeks.
Lindy, tell me you didn't quit.
Yeah, I did. I've been trying to get a hold of Ken because I got to get out of here.
Lindy, tell me you didn't quit. I'm getting ready to have a heart attack.
Cindy, well, don't have a heart attack. Why? What's happened?
Lindy, this was supposed to be a birthday thing for you.
You are kidding me.
Lindy, oh, my God, I feel like a fool. Lindy... Please tell
Cindy,
me you didn't
quit
your job.
Me.
Lindy, please tell me you didn't quit your job. God knows.
Well.
Cindy? Right about here, we ought to hear something that says...
Happy birthday!
Yeah! Joke's on you. Joke's on you. Ha ha.
Oh,
you try to get your twin...
Cindy, it dawned on me that... If it was your twin sister and her birthday, that it very well might be your birthday, too.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe you did this to me. I cannot believe this. Lindy, I was getting ready to give my job up. I was getting ready to go and ask my manager.
This is wonderful.
If you could take my job. You guys, I'm going to kill you.
The second most popular birthday call of all time is known simply as the brother-in-law.
Hello?
Hi, is this the Blevins, right?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Alan.
Alan? Oh, you're Kate's brother.
Yeah. Who's this?
I'm Ken. I'm the guy your sister's going to marry on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, man?
I'm doing great. How are you? Looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to be at the bachelor party, right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Good deal. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Listen, Alan, I'm sort of embarrassed to ask you, but I need some help to make it through the week and get there to the wedding.
You need a ride, man?
No, actually, I'm a little short on cash right now, so...
What's the deal?
I need some bail money.
Bail money?
Yeah, I got nailed for some unpaid parking tickets last night.
Oh, how much you need,
man? $1,500.
$1,500?
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Oh, man, $1,500, that's a lot of money.
I know, especially when you don't have it. But listen, they're not going to let me out until it's paid, and that means I'll miss the wedding and everything.
Well, I don't
so
have the kind of money around here. Let me ask my dad.
No, don't ask your dad. Listen, let's keep this between us, okay?
But listen,
I don't need any more hassles with fathers-in-law, okay? Because my ex's dad almost, I mean, he really just got off
the deep end. Your ex's dad?
Yeah, did I say that?
I didn't know you'd been married before, man. Nobody said anything about that.
Yeah, well, I've been married before.
Kate, no?
No, Kate doesn't know. But listen, I was going to tell her. She's going to find out sooner or later. I mean, when the child support payments are due,
child support? You have kids?
Yeah, I got kids by my first wife, but I just, you know...
What?
Yeah, the alimony payments are killing me, too, but...
Listen, man, I got to get my sister on the line here, buddy.
No, don't get Kate on the line.
Kate! Kate, pick up the phone!
Would you give me a break? Don't get her on
the... Listen, buddy, I ain't giving you anything.
No, just give me a couple of bucks.
No way!
Look, if they throw me in the slammer for the parking tickets, it's going to be a parole violation. You don't want that on your conscience
Kate,
anyway.
Kate, get down here.
It'll mean deportation to New Jersey, okay?
Kate, you're unreal, buddy.
Yeah, I know. So is this phone call.
You ain't lying. Kate, where the hell are you?
She's probably upstairs laughing her head off at you.
I don't think so. Not when she hears this. Kate.
Oh, yeah. When she hears this, she's really going to laugh.
Not when she finds out she's marrying a jerk like you, pal.
But she's not marrying me.
Damn right she's not.
No, she just wanted us to have a little fun with you on the radio.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday!
Listen, somebody's going to need to give me bail money after I kill you.
And finally, the number one most popular birthday call of all time, and this goes back to probably shortly after we first started doing them, the stolen VCR.
Hello?
Hey, man. Hey, wake up, man. I got to talk to you.
What do you need?
I got to talk to you about your VCR, man.
My what?
Your VCR, man. You know, your video recorder, man.
Who is this?
You don't know me, man, but I kind of like know you, all right?
Well, what do you know about my VCR?
I'm the guy who ripped it off, all right?
How did you get my number?
I can't tell you that, man. I got my ways, you know. I mean, give me a little credit, all right?
You get some nerve to call me like this, pal. It's not going to do you any good to try and sell that stuff at the CD player either. I mean, I've got ID plates on both of them.
Hey, man, listen, I wasn't going to do that anyway. I'm not like a crook or nothing, all right? I just wanted a VCR, all right, and a CD, okay? That's all I wanted.
Listen, you jerk. Now, what do you want from me?
Listen, hey, all I want to know, how do you program the VCR, man?
How do you what?
How do you program the VCR, man?
and then you called me back to ask me how to...
Look, man, listen, I plugged it in, and all it does is blink 12 o'clock over and over and over. So how do you program the thing?
Are you out of your mind?
No, listen, man, look, I'll make you a deal, all right? I'll give you back the CD player if you, like, give me the owner's manual for the VCR, okay, man?
All right.
All right, cool. Listen, so I'll meet you, all right? And we'll do the swap.
What? You want to meet face-to-face?
Yeah, we could make the swap, all right, man?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so where?
Downtown Raleigh, all right? You got a pencil, I'll give you the address, man.
Okay, good.
All right, 711 Hillsborough Street. Second floor. 10 a.m.
Okay.
All right? All right, ask for Bill Jordan.
Ask for Bill. Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. I'm an idiot.
Happy birthday!
I can't believe I fell for it.
Hey, man, you did real good.
Well, you're very convincing.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I guess a little thief in all of us, huh?
I'm going to kill someone.
Oh, that's worse than stealing.